A supervised consumption site, SCS, near downtown Barrie has moved one step closer to becoming reality. The Canadian Mental Health Association Simcoe County Branch, as the lead applicant on the proposal, announced Tuesday it has received approval from Health Canada for an exemption to allow the use of illegal drugs at the proposed Consumption and Treatment Services site, CTS, at 11 Innisfil Street, located at the back of 80 Bradford Street. The facility is referred to as both an SCS and CTS as the terms are interchangeable. An SCS, CTS provides a safe space and sterile equipment for individuals to use pre-obtained drugs under the supervision of healthcare staff. Consumption means taking opioids and other drugs by injection, smoking, snorting or orally. A Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, CDSA, exemption, meanwhile, allows staff at the facility the ability to test and handle drugs without any criminal sanctions. The CMHA says the proposed site will provide a safe, hygienic location where people can use illicit substances with the supervision of trained staff, reducing health risks such as overdose and infections. It will also connect people who use drugs to other health and social services that they may want but have difficulty accessing, including mental health and addictions treatment, primary care, and housing. This is a significant milestone in addressing the devastating impacts of the opioid crisis affecting our community, Dr. Valerie Gurdisa, Chief Executive Officer with the CMHA's local branch, said in a news release. Although the Health Canada exemption is a critical step in establishing the facility in Barrie, local public health officials still await approval from the Ministry of Health on an application submitted to the province in October 2021, including confirmation of funding. Barrie City Council endorsed the site in June 2021. The CMHA says it has collaborated with community partners to establish other new ministry-funded programs to support individuals who use drugs, including the mobile withdrawal management services, opioid outreach services and six new safe beds, planned to open in the winter of 2023. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit says there continues to be an urgent need to mitigate the harms from the unregulated drug supply that has worsened during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since the start of the pandemic, from March 2020 to March 2022, the health unit says there have been 323 opioid-related deaths in Simcoe Muskoka, which is more than 75% higher than the 182 opioid-related deaths in the 25 months prior to the start of the pandemic, from February 2018 to February 2020. Public health officials say these statistics reflect the loss of valued community members who may have benefited from the compassionate, evidence-based health and social support of a CTS in their community. We look forward to working with all our community partners and the local residents to establish this essential, life-saving program once we receive confirmation of funding from the Ontario Minister of Health, Drive. Gurdisa said. The CMHA, in collaboration with the local health unit and other partner agencies, says it is committed to providing community education and engaging with residents and businesses within proximity to the site. If the provincial application is approved, they say a CTS advisory committee will be convened to continue this neighborhood engagement.